Looping is a technique musicians sometimes use when they sample themselves while performing, loop the sample, and then build on it with more instrumentation or vocals. Susie Brown had relied on this a lot in her performances until she got a gig opening for another looping act.
I got asked to open for Keller Williams, but the one thing in the contract was is that I couldn't loop. And I really wanted to keep the gig, so I just sent Danny a Facebook chat message and I was like, yo, you want to play this show? And then somehow Nate got brought into it.
And thus a band was formed. Drummer Danny Fiore and bassist Nate Young joined forces with Susie just a couple months ago.
I think nothing but fairy tale. And some people drink from a poison cup.
When she looks back at how she came to where she is musically, Susie cites emotive lyricists and innovative guitarists.
Joni Mitchell, I mean, with her use of open tunings, rhythmically and in itself, the way that she places her lyrics has always spoken to me. And then taking the guitar outside of the box is definitely Michael Hedges. And then in addition to that, Always and Forever, Emily Saliers from the Indigo Girls has just been a solid influence in just wanting to play guitar.
What we really want.
Talking to other musicians, I've heard some say that the pandemic expanded their view of music's purpose. What once was something they did for fun or for work became something that they realized could also be healing. Susie discovered something similar.
I've learned to use music as just medicine. And music has just taught me how to be humble, especially playing with these two. I've learned how to just listen. Which is ironic because, you know, you put out frequencies and you put out vibrations, but like, how much do you really take in from others?
Music can be medicine, it can be enjoyable, it can be a struggle, it can be work. But what does it mean to be successful at music? Drummer Danny Fiore dug into that.
You bring your authentic self to the stage regardless of who or how many people are there and really invite that sense of community that Susie was talking about, and that's success. If it heals and it makes you feel good, then that's what success looks like.
I'm told far from conventional, but that's all unintentional. Can't help it, but I'm always in pursuit of something controversial and
healing and a sense of community, even just within the band. These are some of the things that Susie and her bandmates take away from the experience of playing music together. Bassist Nate Young expands on that.
Sometimes you jam with someone and they'll treat the group as a backing track, and it's like, it comes into listening. You become a better listener over the years and realize that you're not just listening to yourself, you're listening to how yourself fits into everything that's going on.
Susie sums it up well.
The one thing that I've learned too is that music shared is best. And it's just having that sense of collaboration and even community too. Because I think even just our relationships here go deeper than, you know, like an F sharp.
For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.